Children in the United States over the age of 12 will now be eligible for vaccination as soon as next week. U.S. authorities are said to be ready to approve Pfizer and BioNTech's jab for 12 to 15-year-olds. The shot is already authorized for those over the age of 16. Children have now been involved in clinical trials which have shown positive results. Pfizer isn't the only company trying to lower the vaccination age limit, though. Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are also testing on 12 to 18-year-olds. For the latest, let's join Simon Marks live in Washington, D.C. Simon, some school children could get their shots in time for the new school year.
Yeah, it looks very likely, Dawn. This announcement expected possibly within hours. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to grant emergency authorization to the Pfizer-BioNTech jab for use in the 12 to 15 age group. And assuming it does that, you could be seeing vaccines going into the arms of teenagers here within the next few days. Certainly, President Biden is eager to see that occur, as, of course, are schools and educators all over the country and the parents of teenagers. At the moment, 17 and 18-year-olds have been able to acquire vaccines in many parts of the country, but this would make it blanket availability across the country for anyone in that slightly younger age group from 12 to 15, which would obviously have a substantial impact ahead of the start of the new school year, which comes at the very end of August, early September here in the United States. It would also provide political assistance to the Biden administration because, more broadly, demand for vaccines is flagging now that one in three Americans is fully vaccinated. Many of those Americans who really wanted to get a vaccine have already managed to source one, and there is clear evidence building up across the country that vaccine skeptics are digging in their heels and are not choosing to avail themselves of the supply that is available. And so President Biden very keen to make the vaccines available to the 12 to 15-year-old age group because that will provide a real fillip in terms of numbers to getting above the one in three Americans currently fully vaccinated.
Well, children make up a good chunk of the U.S. population, Simon, but production's going to have to be ramped up. Millions more might become now eligible.
Yeah, that's true. And production had already been ramped up, particularly of the Pfizer jab. The CEO of Pfizer and BioNTech saying about 3 weeks ago that they were preparing dramatically to pick up the pace of production. Remember, there have been some shortages of Johnson & Johnson vaccine here in the United States. And the U.S. government had been concerned about the ability of Johnson & Johnson to make good on the contractual commitments that they had to the U.S. government. There's also, of course, pressure on the U.S. government from outside the country, with many internationally and here at home arguing that the Biden administration should now be releasing vaccines to other countries, particularly, of course, India, but many others that are desperate to get their hands on the doses of vaccine that Americans are themselves leaving on the shelf. So the Biden administration is going to have to make some big determinations about that over the course of the next few weeks, which will depend in large measure on just how many Americans indicate that they want to take advantage of the vaccine that is out there.
Simon, thank you very much. Simon Marks in Washington, D.C.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.